Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment, and you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madhan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now, because ADVENT knows when you breathe well, you live better.
A message from your locally owned AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. While we have your car, employees will wear gloves and sanitize the interior of the car upon completing our service. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
AAA is offering free roadside assistance to our heroes on the front lines of the fight against COVID-19. You protect us by going to work every day. Let AAA protect you on the way there and back. This includes towing, tire, fuel delivery, battery, and lockout service. Whether you're a AAA member or not, first responders and healthcare workers are eligible for this free support from AAA. Thank you. Call 833-222-3284 to set up service. Or visit AAA.com/hero for more info.
Chicago works from home. The Score is there for you.
Jeff is at work. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you to the first responders and everybody working in the medical field for their brave work.
We need you. We need entertainment. We need diversion when everything is closed and we need to stay home. You're on the air keeping us entertained.
I just appreciate you and everything the Score does. I'm going through a tough time, and thanks for everything.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2. Chicago.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including healthcare professionals. Thank you for helping keep us safe. This hour is also being brought to you by U.S. Water Heating Solutions. They service any type tank, tankless, or boiler system for homes and businesses. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What did the guys say about the idea of being quarantined without their families?
He said flat out, just kind of said he might not even do it. And I don't know what it would look like from a players union standpoint if you just had guys saying that they were not going to honor their contract or not come to work under those conditions.
Man, this is really informative, and I really appreciate you having the time to come on. And I know that you think all because, you know, you're not out covering games that you have all the time. But look, you're a busy man. I know this about you. You've got other things that you have interest in. So I appreciate you picking up the phone.
Anytime. I'll see if I can fit it in any other time you want, Lawrence. We'll have to squeeze it between other phone interviews.
All right, great. I'll book you for something next week. Count on it.
Count on me being available.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Make me a bicycle clown.
The weird thing is that we might have to call James back to talk to him because there's a lot of news percolating. It's time for it. When it comes to baseball, I'm Lawrence Holmes. Welcome into the show. I got you until 2 o'clock. there's a ton of stuff that we're going to get done in the next 2 hours. We're going to talk with our friend Anthony Heron at 1 o'clock. Our buddy Maggie Hendricks is going to join me at 1:45. You'll hear from Michael Reinsdorf if you didn't already, which is good. I didn't hear all of it. I'm excited to hear the parts that I missed. And there's actually a lot of sports news today, including, and again, I saw it in some places, and I'm like, that can't be real. Talk that Odell Beckham Jr. might be coming to the NFC North. Yeah, that is apparently out there, that the Browns and the Vikings might make a trade. We'll get to that. We'll also get to talking a little bit about, maybe if we have time, we'll do a little bit of college football. It's Jackie Robinson Day. Happy Jackie Robinson Day. I'm looking forward to talking about that. One of my most prized pieces of memorabilia. I was doing a show when I was doing the national show over at 120, now Stadium. And you see some of the Stadium folks over on Marquee doing stuff now, a bunch of people that I worked with over there. My partner at the time was a guy named Dylan McGordy. Shout out to Dylan. He was a lot of fun to work with. His dad used to watch every morning, and we used to talk about throwback jerseys and great players, and we talked about Jackie Robinson because we were an MLB property. And he sent me a picture of Jackie Robinson at Wrigley Field in 1949. Like, it's a photograph. Look at this photograph. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. I did put it up on my Instagram account, at Lawrence W. Holmes. It's one of my most prized possessions to have, like, a clear picture of Jackie Robinson, like, doing warm-ups at Wrigley Field. It's pretty dope. So happy Jackie Robinson Day. He broke into Major League Baseball back in 1947 on this date. Ordinarily, what happens today is everyone wears 42, Jackie Robinson's number. I'm not a big fan of that. I've always thought that there were other ways to do it. I actually think that there should be a Jackie Robinson designate. I think that there should be one player who exemplifies the spirit of Jackie Robinson on each team. Like, it should be a thing. And then that player wears 42, and then you explain why that player's number has been changed to 42. There could be all sorts of stuff that you could do with it. I hate that everyone wears 42. It just seems very perfunctory. I'd rather see it that way. Like, there would be an honor. Kind of like what the Bears do with the Ed Block Courage Award. And if you wanted to do one young player, one old player, I'd be good with that. But I would love to see them do it that way if and when baseball comes back. Which is one of the things that I want to talk about here in the first segment. But first, if you remember, I talked a lot about golf and golf returning. And it looks like we're getting closer to that. Overall, there's been a lot of conversation in the last 72 hours about how sports finds its way back onto the playing surface, whatever that playing surface is. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who we've talked about a lot over the last few weeks, he has been probably America's most trusted doctor over the last 4 or 5 weeks, explaining things, working on the White House's task force to try and slow the spread and hopefully come up with a vaccine for COVID-19. He was on Snapchat, on Peter Hamby's Snapchat, Good Luck America. Here's what he said about how sports can return.
Nobody comes to the stadium. Put them in big hotels, you know, wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, namely a surveillance, but have them tested like every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family, and just let them play the season out. I mean, people say, well, you know, you can't play without spectators. Well, I think you probably get enough buy-in from people who are dying to see a baseball game, particularly me. I'm living in Washington. We have the world champion Washington Nationals. I want to see them play again.
I think we all would love to see everybody get back there and playing, but I do think that there are some difficulties with that. To me, golf is the canary in the coal mine. That's the sport. Tennis, I think, is another sport that I think that those sports are easier to come back than the team sports are. Just because of the distancing of it, which is something that I broached with Macanella, who used to work at Golf Channel. He does all sorts of stuff with the PGA. he and I worked through this, and I think that we're in the same spot when it comes to golf being the sport that makes the most sense to come back first.
That is a topic of conversation that I get into a lot as it relates to the game of golf. We've often talked about how hard the game is to cover from a sports journalistic standpoint, photographers, writers, because of how much space is used for the venue itself. And in this set of circumstances, that would be a huge advantage. You know, there's a lot of players, not necessarily, you know, the top 50 in the world or guys like Tiger Woods, who have spent their whole career playing in front of basically no gallery. You know, how many times do you watch, a tour event, whether, you know, LPGA Champions Tour or PGA Tour for that matter, and you say, well, there's nobody there. Maybe they're not on that hole, they're not on that tee, but these guys, you know, part of they love when they go down Amen Corner and get away from the gallery and have these peaceful times playing golf through, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, they're not really close to any of the gallery at that point. That's, in a sense, that does play to the game's, you know, to the game's advantage in the future times, for the foreseeable future.
Doesn't it strike you as far as ramping up for a season that it would be easier for golfers to be able to do that instead of football players, baseball players, because in a lot of places the golf courses haven't even been closed yet, and you could go and get your work in on 18 and figure out where you're at with your swing and all of that. And it sometimes can be a lonely sport, but I think it lends itself to getting back on the course easier.
I would definitely agree with that. I mean, these guys obviously operate at some incredible level. I'm not trying to diminish, you know, what it is that they do and how they do it in order to perform at a level in which they play, you know, these 7,800 yard courses and narrow fairways and thick rough and fast greens. But I think, you know, there are people still going to the driving range. They're still hitting balls. I heard Xander Schauffele recently say he would need about 2 weeks before he could get game ready. He isn't doing a lot of golf activity right now, given sort of the set of, you know, criteria that's been laid out for the distancing and the quarantines. But I think, yes, I think the answer, as opposed to sort of, you know, as opposed to football players and a team sport in which you have to synchronize the efforts of, you know, offensive line or defensive line or, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, that I would say that's absolutely true.
A texter says, caddies, though? Yeah, caddies can stay 6 to 10 to 12 to 20 feet away from the golfer. They don't have to walk literally next to each other. The caddy can meet the golfer at the next hole. So, and at the most, we're talking about, at a time, four people. And there's enough space on a hole that four people can stay a good distance away from each other, unlike in team sports. The reason that I brought this up today is because there's news from the PGA. PGA officials are thinking that they can start the season June 11th through the 14th with the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. And they've already talked with a players' council about this. Here's a quote from the CEO of PGA America. If the safest and or the only way to hold the PGA is to do it without fans, we're fully prepared to do that. We believe that having it as a television event is worth doing regardless of whether there's fans or not. Close quote. That's easy. That's easy to do. You could get it done without there being a gallery. And I see all the golfers are like, well, they have to see the same sight lines. Sacrifices have to be made. Sacrifices have to be made. They don't have to necessarily stand next to each other. They can stand in the same place at different times and go, here's what I see. Here's what I see. And then make their decision on what club and what shot. If you think that things are going to just come back the way that you remember them, that's probably not going to happen for a while. But the roadblocks that you throw up are very easy to overcome when it comes to golf versus people actually having to come in contact with each other. You could just drop your pen where your right toe is standing, and then your caddy can stand right there, and then you can confer. And honestly, you could confer by text. This is the shot you should hit. This is the club you could hit. Boom. What? Steak dinner. Boom.
Why is it a secret, though? Like, why do we need to whisper? Hey,
exactly.
Hit the 9-iron. If the guy exactly. who's playing with you also agrees, congratulations. But also, why is it a secret?
There's no doubt. I'm Herbie 100%. 309 Texas, we can golf and still social distance. Exactly. People are literally doing it now. And you're telling me the best golfers in the world can't line up their own shots? Come on, fam. That's not the only sport that's thinking about coming back. Baseball is too. We'll get to that a little bit later. But next, the man in charge had some things to say. If you were wondering what brought about the changes in the Bulls franchise, the guy who runs it from an ownership level is going to explain that to you next here on The Score.
During these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score.
You guys being on the air for all the listeners is really just helping us get through a very tough time. We all appreciate it.
The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. No one will be spared from the financial fallout of the coronavirus shutdown. In college athletics, the cuts will be deep and long-lasting. In the last week or so, Old Dominion closed down its wrestling program, and Cincinnati ended its men's soccer program. Conferences like the American, Mountain West, and CUSA have asked the NCAA to loosen some of its requirements for the next 4 years. These schools want to field fewer teams and give less aid money to athletes. This is just the beginning. More teams will be cut, more athletes will lose their spots. These decisions are either direct results of smaller budgets or ADs using the cover of the pandemic to drop sports they've wanted to drop for a while. It all sucks, and unfortunately, it's unavoidable. I'm Andrew Bogish.
You need a new car to get to appointments and work safely. But you don't just need a car for now. You're ready to find the one for the long haul, your match. With over 4 million new and used cars, Cars.com has your match. And it's easier to find than ever. Car shop from your couch with confidence. Connect with dealers to tour cars virtually. Search great prices. Find cars ready for home delivery. Meet your match on Cars.com.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, Amco, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now and get $50 off your initial plumbing service. Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. We don't know what lies in the weeks to come, but one thing is certain. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, and there's never been a better time to be looking at a cash-out refinance. Use the extra cash to pay off credit cards or just stick it in the bank. And when you do a refinance at the Home Loan Expert office, you will skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Start saving now and apply online with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched